98.1 KZE. Thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful Saturday, the 11th of October. I'm so delighted to share that our guest in the studio today is Ethan Palmer. Welcome to KZE, Ethan.
Thanks so much, Faith. Great to be here.
And this is your first time on the KZE airwaves.
Absolutely, yes.
It's first of many, I hope. We've been having fun chatting about music, and so hopefully Ethan will be back many times. But today he's here to talk about a film that he was director of photography for, Plainclothes. It's playing up at TSL, actually at 3:30 today and tomorrow night as well, and next weekend. This film, Plainclothes, is beautiful and transportive, I thought. And I think you had a lot to do with that because of the incredible scenes and the gorgeous backdrops in the film. And I'm going to try really hard not to do any spoilers here. But there's one moment in a church when you can see the rich, rich blues of the statue behind the family. And there's an apartment that just, you feel like you're in that apartment at that time. And you use lots of different kind of cameras in a really interesting way. And Ethan is here today to share a bit about how he approached being director of photography on Plainclothes.
Great. Yes. Well, I'm thrilled that the film is out finally. It's always a process making a movie, and I'm just really happy that people are getting to see it and that it's actually playing near my hometown.
I mean,
that's
amazing.
That's a great, just some measure of success, I guess, like when you feel like people can go see your movies. Because
totally. I know. I learned about it because your mom told me.
Yes. And yes. Thanks, Mom, for sending out your promotional emails.
Your mom is especially good for so many things. She's an incredible painter of mostly portraits, right? And your dad is an unbelievably talented, like such a gift to our time to have your dad, Lee Palmer, making his landscapes. And he shows up a lot in Hudson, right? And
yes. Yep. Yeah. Lee Palmer, my dad has been painting landscapes ever since my family moved here in the late 80s. And, you know, humbly considers himself to be a descendant of the Hudson Valley School.
Totally. And each painting more luscious than the next. Just absolutely incredibly vibrant and brings you in. And and your sister's also an artist, Ruby Palmer.
Yes, Ruby's also an artist. She does more abstract and representational.
And some 3D.
So, yep, sculpture. She actually has a very cool installation up in at the Albany Airport right now.
It's so cool.
Yeah. And then Phyllis Palmer, my mom, is a figure painter. So I guess if I had to say it really succinctly, I learned to photograph humans from my mom, and I learned to photograph light from my dad.
Beautiful. Yes, absolutely. And so that really shows. Of course, I watched the film with that idea, knowing you and knowing your folks and being a big fan of their works. The scenes, they bring you back because the film was set in the year
1997. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's some camera work that really, it made me like remember the smell of buildings at that time, malls.
Well, the mall is kind of a big set piece for us that we return to a lot. And so we filmed in Syracuse, New York, actually director Carmen Emmy's hometown. And he had very specific ideas about the look and feel of those spaces from his own growing up there. He's a little bit younger than us, but and so I feel like I was bringing the more legitimate 90s experience. No, just kidding. But it's interesting because how generation cycle, and I think right now the 90s are kind of in, partly because we're at that sort of 20 plus years from that decade, so we actually have that perspective. Right.
And yeah,
actually
I know.
Is kind of like, oh, it's a thing now. Like when you live through it, you know, you're like, I don't know what this is, but you know, now it feels like it's actually definable. But yes, the mall, the sort of teal and blue colors and the skylight, and then there's kids on their Discmans, and there's like, you know, there's kind of flare. I mean, now flared pants are back, so you can't really say that was a 90s thing, but you know, that's all part of that texture that really was fun to bring back there. And then on top of that, just in terms of the camera work and stuff, we we integrated this layer. We shot with you know, professional movie cameras, but then we used the director Carmen's Hi8 camera, which is period, you know, probably mid to late 90s, as a camcorder, as sort of a POV camera. So we were able to shoot. Carmen was constantly shooting with that camera all around Syracuse, all around our sets, and then he would sometimes do a specific take of a scene with that camera.
Mm-hmm.
So that he would, in the edit, he would be able to cut to that camera. And you'll see in the movie, it kind of the rhythm builds with these moments of both anxiety and kind of memory and surveillance and flashback, and the camera format kind of lends a thematic element to the whole story.
Yeah, that quilt of imagery is definitely disarming at first. And I was like, I don't know. But there's resolution for sure, and it makes sense. And you know, right. For sure, like, what is it? Why is it flashing to that?
Well, I feel like it started. Carmen, I knew Carmen wanted to use that camera in some way, and he said it's at some point he even thought about shooting the whole movie that way. And so we started to integrate it almost as a practicality at first. It felt like something that we could use to go shoot scenics of, you know, snowy Syracuse or you know, like landscapes or something, you know, which is hard on a movie like this where you only have 18 days to shoot the whole movie.
Wow.
You don't have a lot of time to go shoot those things with the crew. So yeah. Carmen was constantly, you know, on his way to set, he'd be filming out the window, and he got a lot of great shots.
And the greenhouse, I could see with the flowers. Yes. Yeah.
So we knew we were going to always have like a baseline of that footage to use in some way. And we also felt like it would be an interesting comment again on the police surveillance work that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use the Hi8 footage as kind of Lucas, the main character's point of view. It becomes part of his sort of like stream of memory, stream of consciousness, and his own paranoia. And so like these anxiety moments build up for him, and we're cutting a lot to that Hi8 and that sort of gritty, pixelated look that is both period but also kind of anxiety producing.
Yeah.
But in, you know, I think when Carmen started editing the movie, you know, that footage really came in more, you know, they really found a language with it. So it came in a lot more than we thought we might at the beginning.
Yeah, it really meant a lot as a viewer, you know, throughout. Yeah. And there's that sort of rise and fall, the rhythm of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which was pretty amazing. And the cast was phenomenal.
Yeah, the cast is incredible. They won the a jury prize for best ensemble cast at Sundance this past January, which is, you know, just a huge honor and obviously said something about the prospects for the film and that it was going to have some legs and get out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were a real treat to work with. You know, I'm sure I'm going to be forgetting someone, but just to name Tom Blythe and Russell Tovey, who are the leads, you know, who are incredible, real, you know, just at their core, such, you know, such consummate professionals, you know, who could come in and emote and perform under very challenging circumstances, I would say. Just any independent film just is, you know, has its own challenges of time and space and everything. and so, you know, that these guys came in and gave these incredible performances.
So
you know, I'm always just like in awe when an actor can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just an incredible supporting cast to go along
with them. The mom.
Yes, Maria Dizia.
Oh, yeah. She was, her subtle expressions. She's really a standout actress, I think, of our time. She's just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the whole cast.
And Amy Forsyth
plays
the girlfriend. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So good. I loved it. It was really great to watch it. And I highly recommend it to all our KZE listeners. It's a nuanced, fearless, and courageous, interesting film. And if you were alive in the 90s, it will bring you back. But also, if you weren't alive in the 90s, you'll enjoy that trip to that time in a very true way. Like, could you smell those rooms? You know?
Yeah. No, it's a, I'm really happy with how it turned out. It's an emotional thriller, mm-hmm. that takes a lot of unexpected turns, kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat and has a great payoff.
Yeah. Watch till the end for sure. Stay. It's worth it. We are on 98.1 KZE. Today's guest is Ethan Palmer. We're talking about the film Plainclothes that is screening at TSL this weekend and next and in several other venues and is really a joy to behold. Ethan, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me about your film. I'm so proud of you and so happy for you. And it was so great to see your gorgeous art on the screen.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Anytime. Please come back.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE. Oh, we just heard How Bizarre, which was a track in the beginning of the film. And now we're going to hear REM's Losing My Religion, a 98.1 KZE.